And did any man ever show as much affection for his trusty boots as Vincent, years later, went on to show?
A lady living in the land of a swap for my dear old Dutch. There ain't a lady living in the land of a swap for my dear old Dutch.
Stokes' school in Isleworth turned out to be another no-hoper. But just down the Twickenham Road was another boys' school run by the Reverend Thomas Slade Jones, a Congregational minister, the first man ever to understand fully Vincent's religious passion. The Reverend was one of the few heroes of Vincent's life. He gave him a job at this school and paid him. It was in this house that Vincent's frantic Bible reading and growing religious mania finally found an outlet. He decided he wanted to be some sort of missionary. Teaching wasn't enough for him. He thought about going up north to work among the poor in the dark satanic mills. But there was quite enough poverty to be getting on with in London, where a man with a religious mission could find plenty to do.